Bedtime Bites presents The Goodnight Parade of the Sleepy Stars. High above the sleepy town of Whispering Willows, little Rory gazed out of his bedroom window. His eyes were wide with wonder as he watched the twinkling stars begin to dance across the night sky. "Mommy, look," Rory exclaimed, pointing at the celestial spectacle. "The stars are moving." Rory's mother smiled and sat on the edge of his bed. "That's right, sweetheart. It's time for the Goodnight Parade of the Sleepy Stars." "What's that?" Rory asked, his curiosity piqued. "Well," his mother began, "every night when all the good little boys and girls are getting ready for bed, the stars put on a special parade to help everyone fall asleep." Rory's eyes sparkled with excitement. "Can we watch it together?" His mother nodded, and they snuggled up on Rory's bed, peering out the window at the magical scene unfolding above them. First came the Little Dipper, marching proudly at the front of the parade. Its starry bowl was filled with twinkling stardust that it sprinkled over the town, making everything shimmer with a soft, sleepy glow. Next came the Big Bear, lumbering across the sky with a fluffy cloud pillow tucked under one arm. He yawned a big, starry yawn that made Rory yawn too. "Look, Rory," his mother whispered, "here comes the Milky Way." The Milky Way stretched across the sky like a river of dreams, carrying all sorts of celestial creatures. There were starfish swimming lazily through the cosmic current and moon sheep bouncing from cloud to cloud. As the parade continued, Rory saw the seven sisters dancing in a circle, their starry skirts twirling as they sang a lullaby so soft and sweet that it made his eyelids feel heavy. The North Star came next, holding a giant nightlight that cast a warm, comforting glow over the entire town. Rory felt safe and cozy as he watched the light sweep across his room. "Oh, here comes my favorite," Rory's mother exclaimed softly. A group of shooting stars zoomed across the sky, leaving trails of sparkly stardust behind them. They looked like cosmic acrobats, flipping and twirling through the air. "Make a wish, Rory," his mother encouraged. Rory closed his eyes tight and made a special wish. When he opened them again, he saw something that made him gasp in delight. The man in the moon had joined the parade, his round face beaming down at Rory. He was wearing a nightcap and carrying a giant teddy bear made of clouds. "Hello there, Rory," the man in the moon called out in a voice that sounded like a gentle breeze. "Are you ready for sleep?" Rory nodded sleepily, feeling his eyes start to droop. The parade continued with star elephants trumpeting softly, comet cats purring as they streaked across the sky, and planet pups chasing cosmic frisbees. As the last of the sleepy stars paraded by, Rory felt himself getting more and more tired. His mother tucked him in, kissing his forehead gently. "Good night, my little star," she whispered. Rory snuggled down into his bed, his eyes closing as he mumbled, "Good night, Mommy. Good night, parade." As Rory drifted off to sleep, he dreamed of joining the Goodnight Parade of the Sleepy Stars. In his dreams, he rode on the back of the Big Bear, sprinkled stardust from the Little Dipper, and danced with the seven sisters. And so, every night after that, Rory would look forward to bedtime, eager to watch the magical parade that helped him and all the children of Whispering Willows drift off to the land of dreams, carried there by the Goodnight Parade of the Sleepy Stars.